From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Around the world, leaders of the amateur radio community have been taking time to point out the benefits of having trained operators to fill the communications gap in times of emergency. This has been promoted as a community service. Just look at the theme of World Amateur Radio Day. Now, you and I know that operator error is a common fault condition, and most of us have had the proverbial red face. As if to demonstrate the point, Telstra, the largest Australian telco, managed to show its own red face during the week when an estimated 16 million data services were affected by a major network failure. The terrible part of this shutdown is that it was caused by human error. Now, I know that there has been reduction of staff numbers by this carrier extending over decades. However, it must be asked, what has happened to the internal systems that would allow one technician to accidentally turn off the network? Perhaps we've experienced this type of failure from our networked broadcasters when master control gives us minutes of expensive dead air. Various emergency plans and first response programs depend on the availability of commercial mobile phone networks. How serious would it have been if an incident was being actioned when the big switch was pulled at Telstra? So if you think it's fun to operate portable, QRP or contest, then you've probably got what it takes to help when the lights go out. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.